Good evening to everybody. Parshas Korach, of course, deals with the rebellion of Korach on Aaron and on Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach's primary and fundamental taina and his ikar, the challenge that he posed to Moshe and Aaron, is stated in the opening psukim in Perek Dazayim, Pasuk Gimel, as Pasuk says, and Korach comments, Rav Lachem, you, Moshe and Aaron, have taken too much power, too much authority for yourself. Kichol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. The entire assembly of Klal Yisrael is kadosh. Uvesocham Hashem. Umadua tisnasu al kal Hashem. Why are you, Moshe Aaron, why are you exalting yourself over the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael? Of course, Chazal note, Rashi quotes throughout the opening psukim and throughout the parasha that Aaron fundamentally was being attacked. Moshe fundamentally was being attacked by Aaron, who was coming to argue on the concept of the kahuna, on the concept of kedusha, on the concept of there being a hierarchy in Klal Yisrael. Of course, Korach was correct when he stated, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim v'sochem Hashem. Certainly the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael is equal, is equivalent, and are all holy. Nonetheless, there's a second aspect of Kedushas Yisrael, not just that all of Klal Yisrael are kadosh, but internally and fundamentally, there are levels of hierarchy. And here you see that a Kohen is the highest in the pyramid, is the highest on the chain. Then is a Levi, then is Yisrael. There's a Nassim, there's a Mamzer. There are different levels of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. Of course, everybody could pine for higher levels of Kedusha, but to a certain extent, the Kohen is an inborn, inherent, innate Kedusha, as is Levi, and certainly for Yisrael as well. And Korach categorically and fundamentally argued on this concept of hierarchy. However, it's very clear throughout the Torah and throughout Chazal that certainly as Bnei Yisrael, and this is true in Halach as well, as we will see, that there certainly are levels of Kedusha, and a Kohen takes that on his highest. The Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, in the Parsha which discusses the Kahuna at the greatest length, V'kidashto, we shall sanctify the Kohen. Ki es lechem Elohecha hu makrif. He, the Kohen, offers the food to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Yelach, he shall remain holy. Ki kadosh ani mikaneshchem, for I am holy Hashem. Here you see very clearly that the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Kohen, and gives Kedushas Kehuna to the Kohen as a higher level, as exalted level, and the reason for that is because he is our emissary, he is our proxy, he is the one who offers Kehuna, he is the one who offers food, Kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch, he offers the Karbanot, offers the sacrifices, and the Kohen indeed has the highest level of Kedushas Yisrael. If this pasuk that the Gemara quotes in the Masechet Gittin, and that's the test to teach us that a Kohen is the first to be liftoach rishon, to receive the first aliyah, ulevarech rishon, and is the first to be able to be mevarech, to be mezamein for a group, the litol mani yafer rishon, and to receive the first of the foods. If there are different foods, there are food that is being given out, he, the Kohen, should have the choicest of all those foods. You see very clearly that the Kohen is offered and should be given that level of kedusha based upon that pasuk. And Parshas Emor, Sefer Vayikra, Perek Chasal, Pasachet, V'kidashto, we, as Klal Yisrael, as Jews, as Bnei Yisrael, have to give the Kohen his Kedusha. Not only is this true academically and metaphysically, but it's true practically, L'shtoach Rishon, L'varech Rishon, L'litol Mani Yofer Rishon. Furthermore, the Mishnah states at the end of Masechet Torah, and the Gemara elaborates upon this, that in terms of a situation where one is only able to save a certain amount of people, or if there's only a certain amount of tzedakah that's available to allocate, the Kohen is to receive first bids and first dibs on each of those items, to be saved first physically and to be saved first financially. Each of these Gemaras and Mishnayos are quoted lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins unequivocally and explicitly that if there is a Kohen, when it comes to benching, he is the first one to bench. As the Pasuk says, Viki Dashto, Kohen Talmud Chacham Mitzvah Akdimo, the first and primary person that's supposed to be the Mizamin is the Kohen, especially with the Talmud Chacham. Shenemer Viki Dashto, as the Pasuk says, Viki Dashto, you should sanctify him. Liftoach Rishon Olevarech Rishon, that he shall be the first to bench, he shall be the first to be mevarech, he shall be the first in everything. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah elaborates upon this and says it's not just in these examples, but furthermore, of course, when it comes to receiving the first aliyah, of course, when it comes to being the one to make hamotzi if there's a group, of course, when it comes to being the person who should make kiddush for everybody, if that is the scenario, if that's the circumstance, if there's a kohen, Vikidashto teaches that he should be the first to do all of those things. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kasu HaPoskim, the later halachic authorities, pine, the Bechlal Eftarach Rishon Liyos Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Kibbutzam V'lidros Tchila. If there's a group, if there's a meeting, if there's an organization, if there's a docket of people that are scheduled to speak, the Kohen should be the first to speak. Within B'yeshiva Yidabi B'rosh, you should be the first speaker. And therefore, you see a variety of different examples of halacha, where indeed the Kohen has first dibs and is offered the first of a variety of different mitzvot, a variety of different kibudim, and certainly in spiritual matters and also in physical matters, because of the fact of the pasuk v'kidashto. Furthermore, not only in Shulchan Aruch or Achaim Siman Reish Aleph does this apply, but certainly as well in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Siman Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's only a certain amount of money to give out, Hayulafan of Aniyim Harbe, there are many, many paupers around in a particular city. Vein Bikis Lafarnei Solachasel, so lift us of Kulam, and it's impossible to have money to support all of the Aniyim in the city, or to redeem all of those who are captive, or to take care of all the different people that require to be taken care of. The halach is, how do you justify, and how do you decide who's first? Yaktim HaKoin LeLevi VeHaLevi LeYisrael VeYisrael LeCholol VeCholol VeShtuki VeShtuki LaSufi VeSufi LeMamzer. There's a whole list, there's a hierarchy in halacha. And first, in a circumstance when there's only enough money that's able to be allocated for the aniyim of the city, there's only enough money to redeem certain people, the Kohen is first, Kohen before Levi, Levi before Yisrael. And these are all examples based on this pasuk, Vikidashto, the pasuk in Parashas Emor, which speaks to the fact that we should give greater honor, kavod, to a Kohen. The Rivash says in the Tshuvan Siman Sadi Dalit that, of course, it's inappropriate, halachically wrong, to be mekalel, mecharef, or megadef anybody, to curse or to blaspheme anybody. But a mecharef Kohen, one who blasphemes a Kohen, ro'i la'onesh yoser, ma'asher mecharef echad mishar ha'am. A Kohen who is a recipient of blasphemy, of chiruf v'gidof, of being mekalel, of being cursed, that individual who showers the Kohen with such defamation, with such inappropriate and inexcusable language, such an individual is worthy of a higher level punishment than he who curses or blasphemes another Jew. So very clearly the halacha we see that certainly what Korach did in his efforts to be mechalal the kahuna and to make everybody equal was an inappropriate and was wrong, and certainly on the halacha we see as well that there is a hierarchy and there's a great mitzvah to be mechabed the Kohen. What is the reason for this? So of course, the Rambam says in his Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah L'Amebeis, Achar Shulakcham U'Bachram L'Avodasa, one Shakadosh Baruch Hu chose and pointed out that the Kohanim should be the ones to offer the service in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, U'Lahativ Karbonosav, and to offer the sacrifices, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Ki Lechem Elokecha U'Makav Yihyeh, the Kohen offers sacrifices. Therefore, it's our obligation as Bnei Yisrael to be mechabed and to honor the Kohen more because he serves as an emissary, as a proxy, as he who is closest. Of course, the Kohen Gadol goes l'flai v'nafnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year, and the Kohen serves and reaches the closest point of a connection, of a practical connection, of a physical connection, of a spiritual connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and as a result, it's our responsibility to be mechabed the Kohen in a higher order. The Rambam there writes in Sefer Mitzvos, as well as the Rivash that we quoted in the Tshuva earlier, Siman Tzadi Dalet, that this mitzvah to be mechabed the Kohen is a din d'oraisa based upon the pasuk in Parashas Emor, Perek Chaf Aleph, pasuk Ches, the beginning of Parashas Emor, v'kidashto. It's a din d'oraisa, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So says the Rambam, so says the Rivash, and so says the Magen Avraham, quoting the Rivash, quoting the Rambam in his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, or Achaim, Siman Reish Alesh, that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. If so, says the Magen Avraham, this is such an important mitzvah, such a great mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, frekta the Magen Avraham, asks the Magen Avraham, Siman Reish Aleph, Amai ein nisharim b'chvodem b'zman hazeh. Why do we not see that Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael are offering the same level of kavod contemporarily as there used to be for the Kohen? Certainly we should offer the Kohen great accolades and kavod in benching and in duchening and in a variety of other areas. And certainly we do. The Kohen gets the first aliyah. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in his commentary on the Magen Avraham and Siman Reish Aleph, that's only because the law asil and tsuyebe, so we shouldn't fight, we shouldn't argue, so therefore we have this setup. But not because of the mitzvah v'kidashto. Really, we should be mechabed the Kohen when it comes to tzedakah, when it comes to l'hachayoso, when it comes to speaking first, l'ftorach rishon, l'daber rishon. Why are we not cautious? Why are we not careful? And this is the question that the Magen Avraham raises. The Magen Avraham answers the question himself after he asks it, and he says, today we don't have Kohanim Miyuchasim. We don't have Kohanim who can trace the lineage back to Aaron HaKohen. And since we don't have such a level of Kehuna B'zman HaZeh, the inability to trace the lineage of Kehuna all the way back to Aaron HaKohen, therefore we're not as diligent, we're not as careful, and we don't have the same level of alacrity and meticulousness when it comes to treating the Kohen with the Kohen, with the cover that he so respects, and therefore suggests to the Magen Avraham that indeed, because we don't have Kohanim Miyuchasim, therefore, as a result, no longer do we have the responsibility and the kavod to offer the Kohen as we did earlier. I'd like to point out another 8 examples where you see Achronim posit the same reason that because we don't have Kohanim Miyuchasim to explain a variety of different halachas where we see we're not as cautious and careful when it comes to Kedushas Kehuna based upon the Pasuk V'Kidashta. The first is the Tshuva, the Rivash and Siman Tzari Dalet that I pointed out moments ago, that although the Rivash says that one should give a greater punishment to one who curses and Mekalo, Mecharif, and Megadif for going, nonetheless, says the Rivash, Bazman Hazeh, because we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim, Ein Chumra Yaseira Lakalo Koi Meshar B'nei Yisrael. And temporarily, and the Rivash is from the early Rishonim, he writes that therefore, Bazman Hazeh, there's no greater punishment that one receives as a result of cursing a Kohen as opposed to any other Jew, and the reason for that is, says Rivash, we don't have Kohanim Miyuchasim. A second example where this principle applies in the Tshuva of the Marishdam and Ebenezer Siman Reish Lamed Hei, based upon the Tshuva of the Rivash, who is Nekil to allow a Kohen to marry a Shvuya. A Kohen B'derech Klal is not permitted to marry a Shvuya. A Shvuya is a captive. The Chachamim Regozu, and only says the Marishdam, the Kohen Vadai, the low Kohen Safek, and therefore the Marishdam posits in a particular circumstance that a Kohen can marry a Shvuya. We'll get back to that a little bit later at the end of this year. The Taz in Yoredeus, Simon Shin Chav Bei Sifei, the Pesukei Tshuvos notes this as well, over there in Os Gimel, and Simon in Yoredeus, Simon Shin Chav Bei, the Hayom, Bezman Hazeh, we don't offer the Kohen Chala, because there are no Kohanim Miyuchasim Bezman Hazeh. And therefore, of course, we all know practically contemporarily today, when one is making challah, one is making a significant amount of dough in order to bake bread, we don't give the kohen the challah that we take off, but rather we burn it, we get rid of it. Why don't we give it to the kohen? The reason for that is that we do not have kohanim yuchasim, and therefore they're not as deserving of the kohona, and therefore they're not as deserving of the challah, rather, and therefore we do not give it to them. A fourth example is the tshuva of the Yavitz of Yaakov Emden, the same author as the Mor Ketzio, who I just referred to earlier, who comments on this Magen Avraham, in Simon Kuf Mem Hei, brought in the Pisrei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Simon Shin Hei, Sifkat in Yerveis, who says that Bizman Hazeh, although a Kohen is Toda, a Ben Bechor, a pigeon a Ben, it's the Kohen's responsibility to redeem the Bechor. And the way that's done is by the Avi HaBen, the father of the son, of the oldest son, gives 5 golden silver coins to the Kohen. Says the Yavitz Bizman Hazeh, the Kohen should return the 5 slime because he's not a Kohen Miyuchas. How could he take the money as Gezel? Says the Yavitz, return it. Now, of course, you could give it to him as a present. But nonetheless, you see in principle again that the Yavitz sees that this concept of the fact that there's no Kohanim Miyuchas and Bizman Hazeh is a good reason that the Kohen should return the 5 slime that the Avi HaBen gives to him in order not to be Gozel because he's not a Kohen Miyuchas. It should be noted, and it's known, there's a Masorah that the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, who himself was a Kohen, numerous times throughout his life would redeem himself from different Kohanim because the possibility that maybe a Kohen Miyuchas was not told to him. Maybe this individual wasn't really a Kohen. Maybe he couldn't trace his lineage back to Aaron a Kohen, and therefore the Gra was makbid whenever he saw a Kohen to fulfill the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen in order to do the mitzvah properly. There's a well-known question that the Rishonim Rebbe was bothered by, and why is there no Birchas Kohanim Bayam and Mahim Bizman Azen Chutzlaretz? Why do we not duchen in Eretz Yisrael? Duchening takes place daily, but why does it not happen in Chutzlaretz? And this is a question that the Rishonim raised somewhat over 800 years ago, 900 years ago. The Maharil was bothered by this question. Another early Rishonim asked this question. Different responses are given. The Ramah quotes an answer to this question, Hilchos and Nesiyas Kapayim. Nonetheless, the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Mongolius, in his Tshuvas in Or HaChaim and Simir Vav, says, I have a reason. And that's because Vayam and Mahim, we don't have a Kohen Miyuchas. There are no Kohanim who could establish their lineage back to Aaron HaKohen, and therefore, for that reason, Kohanim do not Tuduchim today daily in the diaspora and the Golos, and the reason for that is because it could be it's a bracha levatala, and we don't want the Kohen, who might not be a Kohen, to be Mavarech HaSa'am because the possibility that's a bracha levatala, making a bracha in vain, is a very serious issur, is a very big problem, and as a result, Beis Ephraim posits that that's the reason why Bezman Hazeh, there is no duchening in Chutzlar. Sixth example of where this principle is implemented is the Drishos Tion. In Maimer Gimel, Chelek Aleph Ozal, it says that Bayamim Haim, even though there is the possibility to offer certain karbanos, Bezman Hazeh, one of the main reasons that we do not do so, even though there are many who argue that it can, karbanos can be brought Bezman Hazeh, says the Drishos Tion, because we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim, we don't have Kohanim who can trace their lineage, and therefore as a result, they cannot offer their karbanos, says the Drishos Tion. The Maritz Chias, in his Darkei Horah, Simon Beis, notes that the Rambam himself passed that Tzaras can be applicable even after Churban Beis HaMikdash, and even in Chutzlar. Similarly, the Maritz Chias notes that the same thing is true in Chutzlar. You should also offer the Kohen Meiser Behema. Why do we do these things today, asks the Maritz Chias. And he notes that from the Mishnah in Gemara that the many Amoraim still, Kohanim, were giving Meiser Behema and still were taking care of Tzaras even after the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash. So why asks the Maritz Chias, is that not happening today? And again, the same response, we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim, and therefore we cannot be Metaher Tzaras the right way, whether we do or whether we don't know what Tzaras is a different question. But nonetheless, the Maritz Chias posits that the reason that the Kohen cannot take care of Tzaras Bezman Hazeh, the reason the Kohen doesn't receive Meiser Behema Bezman Hazeh, is because we do not have Kohanim Yuchasim. Finally, the last aspect where this principle is implemented, the Shut, Sitz Eliezer, Eliezer Waldenberg, and Chelek Yuches, Simon Samachet, has a dialogue with the author of the Nishmas Avraham, Rabbi Dr. Avraham Avraham, who says that the Zman Hazeh, even though the Mishnah says, in the Seches Horios, they should give tzedakah, and you should lachiyos, you should save a Kohen first. Nonetheless, since today we only have Kohane Chazakah, we only have Kohanim who have the status of Kohanim based upon a very strong Chazakah, that indeed they are Kohanim, but we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim, and he bases himself based upon Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and therefore, as a result, the Tzut Eliezer passing that the principle of saving a Kohen first, or giving tzedakah to a Kohen first, may not apply because we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim. These are eight places, eight areas in Halacha where we see that this principle of the fact that we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim is used to explain why we don't implement and follow the rule, which is the Araisa, according to the Rambam, the Rivash, and the Magen Avraham, of the Kiddushto, of honoring the Kohen to the level and to the height and to the requirement that the Mishnah of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch so require. We do not have Kohanim Yuchasim, and therefore, as a result, the Rivash says the Mekalel Kohen doesn't receive the same level, only receives the same level of punishment as he does for cursing a Jew. The same thing is true, says the Taz, is why the Kohen doesn't receive Chalav Bezman Hazeh. The same thing is true, says the Yaivitz, is the reason why the Kohen should return the five slime, because he's not a Kohen. The same thing is true when it says the Ephraim Zalman Magalios is the reason why Kohanim Bayamim Ahem Bezman Hazeh don't duchen. The same thing is true, says the Jerushas Tzion and the Maratz Chias, why there's no Karbanos offer Bezman Hazeh, there's no Maisa Behema Bezman Hazeh, there's no Taras Tzaras as well. However, it should be pointed out, and it's important to note, as do all of these tshuvas. The Beis Ephraim makes this point explicitly, as does the Maritz Chias, that although they're not Kohanim Yuchasim, nonetheless, they're still Kohanim. And the Kohen does require a certain level of Kedusha, and does require a certain amount of Kabbalah. Certainly when it comes to receiving the first Aliyah, certainly when it comes to benching first, and in any other place where you can offer the Kohen the first level of Kedusha, you should. And certainly and most prominently and most important is when it comes to keeping Kedushas Kehuna. A Kohen is prohibited to marrying a Grusha. A Kohen is permitted to marrying a Gioris. A Kohen is prohibited from marrying a Zona. All those halachas have to be kept in check and to the T. And no way and ever can there ever be a chilul in the Kehuna when it comes to the Kohen's Yuchsim. The Kohen has to keep a very strong lineage and has to keep a very strong status symbol of his kahuna. That's the kiddushto. And although maybe we do not have Kohanim Yuchasim, and although these are all reasons to explain why we are not doing certain things, well, of course, we duchen in Eretz Yisrael, says the Beis Ephraim. The only reason that we don't do it in Chutz Laretz This only comes to explain why we don't do it in Chutz La'aretz, maybe because we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim. But at the end of the day, when it comes to maintaining and retaining the Kedushas Kehuna and the familial Kedushas Kehuna and the Kedushas Yuchsin of the Kohen, a Kohen has to be diligent and vigilant to make sure that he checks and inquires at the status when it comes to Gittin, when it comes to Kedushin. And of course, this is a high level and high ranking priority and responsibility of any Mitzvah Kedushin to make sure that a Kohen is only marrying those who he has permitted to marry based upon the Psukim in the Torah, based upon the additions that Chazal made. A Kohen has to marry only those who he is permitted to marry. So of course, although maybe the principle of the Kiddush doesn't apply as much as it did to Zman HaMikdash, nonetheless, these poskim point out that regardless of the fact that we can all use these principle of the fact that we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim Zman HaZeh to explain certain halachas, why we don't do this, that, and the other thing. Nonetheless, the Kohen still requires a level of Kiddusha, the Kiddush, as the Rambam and the Rivash learn that it's a mitzvah deraisa, although it does the Magin of Ram. But nonetheless, the reason why we may not be as explicitly cautious and as diligent and as vigilant to keep these halacha is because we do not have Kohanim Yuchasim. We wait for the day, we pray for the day of Kohanim, Biduchanan. We wait for the day that Kohanim will be duchening in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash. We wait for the day, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Meinu, that Kohanim will again redo service in the Beis HaMikdash, when they will receive the due cover that they so deserve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us the Gula Shleima, Mashiach Tzidkenu, when we're able to return to Yerushalayim HaBnuya, to the Gula Hasida, to see Kohanim Avodasam, Levim Biduchanam, Yisrael B'Ma'amadam. Have a wonderful evening.